Knowing day three would be the big push, council measured their breaths on day two. Midland Council reconvened Thursday for the second day in a multiple-length session to discuss and ratify the 2022 budget. An excited Cowan, Bill Gordon had worked off hours with CFO Michael Jermy to find a potential solution to the proposed 6.49% town tax rate and 4.95% blended total tax levy impact. It addressed the disbandment from Midland Police Services to the OPP billing model regarding an estimated $3.6 million recovery through the general tax levy over the next number of years. Council voted to repay the amount over 20 years, resulting in a $227,840 reduction to the tax levy this year, understanding that future councils could alter the payment amortization as they saw fit. So that's a point off the levy roughly, remarked Mayor Stuart Strathern. Lengthy discussion was given to a request of $160,000 by the Economic Development Corporation of North Simcoe, who dragged their feet in providing key performance indicators, KPI, after their deputation to council recently. Council hesitantly chose to fund the group with the provision that funds be withheld if the KPI wasn't brought forward in the next few months. A potential discrepancy in the operating budget and service level changes for $40,000 was caught by Cowan. Sher Cunningham, who inquired further. A previous motion carried by council last year addressed the hiring of two summer students, including associated training and equipment. Council deferred the discussion to day three. Transportation analytic company Streetlight Data was approved as a middle-of-the-road package to collect big data for traffic calming measures. Staff and Sao David Deneau assured council that the $18,500 expense would save money through faster response times and more accurate placement of portable radar signs. User fees for Midland Harbor and the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center, NSSRC, were addressed, which are proposed to increase by 50% in the 2022 budget. Some members of a recent public meeting expressed concern over the increase, which was also addressed in a Midland Today column by editor Andrew Phillips. Deputy Mayor Mike Ross proposed a motion that the user fees be adjusted for an increase of inflation plus 2%, citing market value of other locations and venues. Cowan. Sher Cunningham spoke to General Health and Wellness regarding rates and fees, offering a more granular and compassionate approach be taken by council. Council was divided on the matter. A vote for the motion by Ross was narrowly defeated 4-4, with Cowan. Carol McGinn inexplicably absent during that portion of the meeting. Day 3 of deliberations and ratifications of the 2022 budget continue Friday. The town is asking that residents who are interested in attending the budget meetings contact the clerk's office at clerks@midland.ca to pre-register, at which time a virtual Zoom link will be provided directly to them. Archives of the 2022 budget discussion are available through the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.